This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Brunson grabs the rebound and hurries it up court. Knicks are down by five. Brunson still with the dribble. Stops at the dotted circle. Little pitch and catch with Hart. Now Brunson, left side of the arc, tries to split the defense. Lowry knocks it away. Loose ball picked up by DiVincenzo. Circling at the top of the arc. Into the corner. Brunson, pump fake, three-pointer. Left side, front rim. Gets the roll! Three-pointer is good. It's a two-point game. Knicks down two with 27 seconds to go. Inbound is knocked away by Maxey. Gets the ball back. Falls to the floor. Stolen by Hart. DiVincenzo, three-pointer, no good. Hartenstein, the offensive rebound. He kicks it out to Anunoby. DiVincenzo again. Knocks it down! Knicks lead! 13 seconds to go! Timeout, Philadelphia!
This is ESPN New York Tonight. Here's Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer.
Brunson double team, splits the defense. Lowry takes it away, picked up by DiVincenzo. 8 on the 24, DiVincenzo corner to Brunson. Sidestep, three-pointer, shot, it's good! Took the bounce and went in. Two-point game. Ball knocked loose. And Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo. His shot won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Anunoby. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
Gordon, all you need to know, Mike Breen almost gave a three bang.
Yes, exactly what I was thinking right there. I think that would have been the first ever triple bang. It felt like it was on the verge, Larry.
It's ESPN New York Tonight here on 98.7 ESPN, 1-800-919-3776. Hardesty and Damer till midnight. Julian and Joe along for the ride. And Gordon, I mean, what can you say? Let me just say this, and we're going to turn it over to you so you can. I know you're leaving the garden. You have a lot to say about the game. I want to hear what Gordon's got to say about the game. I'll go first. Gordon, first of all, hats off to Joel Embiid. Hats off to Tyrese Maxey. They were incredible tonight, especially Embiid in his condition with that knee. He was unstoppable, hitting threes, going to the basket. Maxey got out to the quick start. Finished up strong, couple of, you know, bad break at the end, missed the layup, Hartenstein with the block on him later. They have put forth an effort, Gordon, and it is, if you're Philly, you got to be thinking, we couldn't play Brunson any better. This is just what we want from Brunson, and we're down 0-2. Like, how is this possible?
Yeah, well, I feel like this series is over. You know, Philly will now have to win four of the next five and come back. And look, there's not really a carryover. These games, generally, the next game, the carryover is the adjustments made from the previous game. So I don't think that the Sixers are going to be thinking to themselves, oh, we lost that game two like that or anything like that. But they lost a game on the road where they're going to have to win one of them at some point. A game in which Embiid had 34, Maxey had 35, Brunson was held to 8 for 29 shooting, and Philly had a 5-point lead with 30 seconds left, and they lost that game. So that's what stealing a win in the playoffs looks like, Larry. And Knicks fans know these kind of games because they're usually the team that this type of stuff happens to, not the team that usually pulls this off. An incredible win, an incredible performance, and now the Knicks in complete control of the series up 2-0.
No question about it. No question about it. And, you know, once again, Gordon, I'm watching this game and I'm like, okay, who's the other scorer? Right, Gordon? Who's the other scorer going to be? Mm-hmm. Where's the other scorer? McBride, not the same. Look, he played well. Not the same scoring you got from him in game one. Bogdanovich, big the second time around. First half, no good. Second time, a couple of big threes. So, okay, he showed me something. And it's so funny. That's why, and I said it on Sunday, that's why it's so good when you have a two-headed monster at center.
Yeah.
Game one was really Mitchell Robinson's game. Tonight was really Isaiah Hartenstein's game.
Yeah. But Mitch had some big rebounds there
absolutely.
Down the stretch. You know,
absolutely.
You look at the box score, it doesn't look like a whole lot, but no, he was absolutely instrumental. And look, the Knicks, to me, have not really played a good Knicks game yet. Mm-hmm. Right? Like Brunson hasn't had really like a good performance as of yet. I don't feel like the other options have really played up to their ceiling as of yet, but they're up 2-0 in the series. They've taken both of these wins, and that's exactly what they did. They have taken both of these wins, and to me, if you're a Sixers fan, you got to be absolutely sick. It was right there in your hands, and you just it just got taken away from you. There's no other way to put it.
I mean, let's face it, Gordon, Knicks could be down 0-2.
Very easily, especially tonight. Yes, but you know, down 5 with 30 seconds to go.
Yep.
You're thinking the change of this series, what are some of the storylines coming off of this, the fact that Brunson has not looked like Brunson. The Sixers have done a phenomenal job.
They have.
Of taking care of him and taking him out, which you knew that was going to be the focus, but it's sometimes you have a focus and you're not able to pull off what the focus is.
Yeah.
They have been able to pull off the focus, so the Knicks have some things to work on. They have some things to improve. I thought Josh Hart obviously was instrumental again,
as always.
And the Philly plan of allowing him to shoot threes, I think, kind of came back and bit them. You know, the Knicks will take that. If he's going to hit 4 out of 7 every single game, they'll take that every single time. So they have some things to improve on as well. But they are in control of this series now, up 2-0, heading to Philly.
Absolutely. Gordon, let's do a quick top stories before we go to the phones.
Let's do it.
All right. I tell you what, if you talk about being sick, if you're an Islander fan tonight, Gordon.
Oh, I got to be honest with you. I was so caught up on the Knicks. All of a sudden, I had the other TV on, but I wasn't really paying attention to it. And then all of a sudden, I look and they lost 5. I'm like, wait a second, what happened there? So I'll have to have you fill me in on that.
Islanders led 3-1, then 3-2 with just over 2 minutes left in the third before Carolina goals by Aho and Martinuk. 9 seconds apart, Gordon. 9 seconds apart.
Add an empty netter.
And from Guntzel, Hurricanes win 5-3. 3 goals in 80 seconds. They take a 2-0 lead in the East first round series.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that, much like I said with the Sixers, I'm sure the Islanders aren't going to be saying, oh, woe is us, but it's very hard to come back from something like that.
It is. It really is. Gordon, I don't know if you heard it, but there was, I heard joyous celebration. I heard yelling, jumping out, up and down. I heard Joe Leo celebrating this afternoon. Sound like he was outside my window.
I heard a scream. It sounded like a woman in distress, but there was also Joe Leo. Yeah, I heard that. I was working out a little bit, getting some exercise in, and I heard Joe Leo from way over from where he was to where I was. It happened,
why?
Larry.
It's
much
very
like
simple.
The words of Jim Lampley when who was it? The George Foreman won the heavyweight title. It happened. It happened.
Yes. Jets trade quarterback Zach Wilson to Denver. First reported by the NFL Network, confirmed by us. Jets will receive a 6th-round pick, number 203. In Thursday's draft from the Broncos, who along with Wilson will get a 7th-round pick, number 256. Sources tell Shefty, the Jets and Broncos splitting the $5.5 million Wilson is due in 2024, each team paying $2.75 million.
Well, as I said, not even the Jets. Not even the Jets could keep this guy on the roster. The not even the Jets, I think, now is 3-0. This is another example of it. And if you ever hear from Zach Wilson again, that's a bad sign for the Jets.
I
don't think that many people expect that you're ever going to hear from Zach Wilson again. I don't expect to hear from Zach Wilson again. I think he'll go off to Denver. He'll be a backup. You'll never really see or hear from him ever again. But I guess there is, with what Geno Smith has done,
it's a possibility.
It's always a possibility, but this had to happen. They had to turn the page, and it's best for him. It's best for the Jets. It's a sad day for us in sports talk radio because the amount of time that Zach Wilson conversations have filled over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I was like Iron Eyes Cody's, Larry. I had a single tear going down my cheek when I heard about the news that Zach won't be here anymore. But
that's all right.
It's the best for everybody.
That's all right. Aaron Rodgers is warming up in the bullpen.
Oh, God only knows. He's going to show up to camp riding the Loch Ness Monster, Larry. You never know.
He's warming up in the bullpen. You'll be okay. Mets have played well, Gordon. They've been on a roll.
They are. They're hot.
After taking 2 of 3 from the Dodgers over the weekend, they roll into San Francisco trailing 4-1 right now. Finally got a run, Gordon. They hadn't scored since Saturday. So the offense is going to have to get to work to see if they can get a come-from-behind win against the Giants in Frisco tonight.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the Mets season. It's going to be a little hot, a little cold, yep. and it's going to settle somewhere in the middle.
I'll take it. Mm-hmm. I'll take it. Aaron Boone ejected five pitches into the home game against the Athletics. He questioned whether Ruiz, who got hit in the foot, swung at the pitch. Played umpire Hunter Windelstadt warned Boone. Then the fan behind the dugout appeared to yell at Windelstadt. The umpire ejected Boone, thinking the manager made the remark. Oh, by the way, Yankees lose 2-0.
Well, look, the Yankee offense, it's funny that people thought that the Yankee offense was going to go from one of the worst in the sport to all of a sudden now one of the best. It still has some issues. It's not. I think it's going to be kind of middle of the road. Now, when it looks bad, it's going to look really bad, and it looked really bad today. In terms of the umpire, Major League Baseball umpires, the robo-umps cannot get here soon enough, Larry.
Yeah,
the fact that he not only that he threw Boone out, the audio... You can hear him say, I don't care who said it.
Mm-hmm.
That is just being a belligerent jack wagon, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
And on an every single day basis, you see umpires in Major League Baseball make decisions to kick stars out of the game, players out of the game, managers out of the game. It doesn't happen in any other sport. Tell me the last time, how often does a player or a coach get ejected in the NBA?
Not very.
Not very often, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not very often at all.
Nope.
When does it happen in the NFL? Hardly ever. I'm not a hockey guy, but I don't think it happens in hockey all that often either. Major League Baseball, for some reason, these umpires have just the lay of the land. They do whatever they want. Angel Hernandez is an absolute joke,
please.
But he's not the only one. These guys, to have such rabbit ears, you don't even know what was said. You don't even know who said it. I'm going to throw people out. It's ridiculous.
It is. It is. Last note, before we go to break and talk to you on the phones, it's official. Jordy Fernandez, new head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. The team announced the move in a statement today, quoting the Nets, "We are excited to welcome Jordy Fernandez and his family to the Nets' big family. Jordy's character as a leader and his emphasis on structure, process, and habits will install a Nets identity that our fans will want to root for." Nets owner Joe Tsai said in the statement, "We look forward to working with Jordy to build a sustaining winning culture in Brooklyn."
Oh, the Nets culture's back. Here we go. When you're not winning, you talk about culture.
Exactly.
That's the first sign you root for a bad team. Everybody's all hung up on the culture. I haven't heard one peep about the Kansas City Chiefs culture anytime recently because they're winning championships. But congratulations to him.
Absolutely. Mr. Tsai, give Fernandez some talent.
Yeah,
that'll help.
Yeah.
That'll help build your culture. Mm-hmm. This just in. That'll help build your culture.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
You know, Gordon, the second annual DPH on Rothenberg pregame party is coming up on Thursday, May 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, come on out to see the live broadcast. Starts at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset. That's just steps away from the Manhasset station on the LIRR, where after the show, the crew will take the train to Citi Field to watch the matinee game, Mets and Cubs. Pre-game party with Rick and Dave on Thursday, May 2nd, brought to you by our friends, Montauk Brewing Company, Come As You Are, and by Zing Zag, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails, available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. Gordon, please Zing Zag responsibly.
And Larry, I just saw a quote from Joel Embiid. Quote, "We're going to win the series. We're the better team."
Nice. Let's hear Joel. Let's hear what he had. Let's hear the emphasis, Gordon.
We're good. We're going to win this series. We're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team, and we're going to keep fighting.
And that's what he's supposed to say.
Yeah, I guess.
He's supposed to say
it would be one thing to me if someone asked him, "Are you going to still win the series?" I don't know what the question was.
Mm-hmm.
But to volunteer at that point that you're going to win the series when you're down 0-2, I'm sure that that's what he believes.
Sure.
But I don't know if that's necessarily the forum to do that after you just gagged away a very easy possible win that would have evened up the series.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Game 3, Thursday night, here on 98.7 ESPN. Then, Gordon, they're off till Sunday, which will be good for
Embiid. Well, I mean, they all of a sudden realize it's the first round of the NBA playoffs, Larry. We're going to stretch this thing out for a month and a half. Yeah. I mean, they played Saturday and then tonight. I mean, that's so fast. It was like it's almost like a doubleheader.
Exactly. All right. You've been patient. Let's talk to you. 1-800-919-3776. Tony's in the car coming from the garden. What's up, Tone?
Larry, all I can say is DiVincenzo, bang, bang, bang. We just came from the game, Larry. Oh, my goodness. Yes. We were there, Larry. Yes. Best game ever, Larry.
The people who went home, I said, they feel sorry.
They're no mad. They're no mad. Best game ever. Good. And good. As far as Joel Embiid saying that they're going to win the series, hey, Jalen Brunson was 5 for whatever.
29.
And guess what? We still won the game. So once again, I'd much rather be lucky than good. I'm here with my dad. I had an absolutely amazing time. OMGZ. What just happened? As my boy Dan would say, what just happened? Have a great night, my friend.
All right, so, boy, they're celebrating. Going to have a good time at the game.
You saw what Knicks fans were doing after game one.
Yes. We won Boston.
And this was a superior win to game one. So, yeah, they're gonna be feeling good right now, of course.
No question about it. Spike's in St. Pete. What's up, Spike?
Well, I'll tell you, that guy, I used to sound like that. But I got to tell you three things that ran through my mind. Tibbs' benchmark is always the Tracy McGrady game, 15 points in 35 seconds. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I could think of to relate to this game was that Dallas game with Luka. With the missed free throw, and he put that shot back in 3 seconds. But I'll tell you, this group doesn't quit. Embiid has every right to say that. He played his ass off. Maxey and Embiid were brilliant. These two teams, this may go 7 games, it may not, but they're going to both be spent after this game. And I'm going to, first thing in the morning, when the lawyer's office opens up, I'm calling them up. And I'm changing my will, and I'm leaving my grandchildren, whatever I could scratch out of what I got, full rides to Villanova. Because that group of guys, man, if you could ever encapsulate in one of these, you know, videos where they show the team off and what they've accomplished, just that last sequence, you knew how Maxey must feel about having that ball snatched right out of his arms by Josh Hart and Hartenstein. And Dante is just ruthless with taking the shots. And that bounce made up for a lot of stuff, Brunson. But it was a great basketball game. And I thought the officiating stunk in the game. But
no, it was pretty bad.
We got the W in spite of it. I wish you on to 1 in the morning. Brother Lee, you owe me one of those big, long shout-outs.
All right, Spike. Thanks for checking in. 1-800-919-3776. Buddha's in the Bronx. Buddha, you're next on 98.7.
You guys feel good, don't you?
Of course.
Hey, Gordon, listen, this is not for you. I'm not trying to come at you because I know that watching the Knicks is a work obligation.
It's not true at all. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
I was really into the Islander game. Yeah, I'd much rather watch the hockey. I'm sure.
On the side, Devin Haney is a boxer. And Garcia came to fight. None of these guys these days are Sugar Ray Leonard.
No, they sure are.
Shakur Stevenson is the best at that weight class. I hope he gets himself together. Zach Wilson, I wish you the best. I hated you when they brought you here. But as time went on, he actually got me on his side. And it'll be nothing more apropos than to watch Sean Payton turn him into a quarterback. But look, now with these guys, and you were talking yesterday. I wanted to call yesterday, but I couldn't get through. You know, I was working.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagree with you on this part. You know, not anything like, you know, bodacious or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, you said the Sixers are not a true number 7 team. And I will have to disagree with you. I got to go with the Bill Parcells thing. You are what your record says you are. When you look at the Sixers, and I told you this, guys, before Embiid ever got hurt. The Sixers are so top-heavy, similar to what's going on over there in Phoenix, that you cannot win a title with a team like that. You have Embiid, who's playing on a leg and a half or whatever that is, and like Papa Lar said, he played great. But if you notice, at the end of each of these games, he has nothing left. Maxey gave you the best he could. Something's going on with him. I don't know if he's got flu symptoms or whatever, because in the third quarter, he disappeared too. He gave you whatever he gave you, the best he can give you. Kyle Lowry should never be playing, at this stage of his career, should never be playing 30-something minutes a game. Kelly Oubre is a six-man, and we all know Tobias Harris' nicknames in the Buddha house. It's called Buns. You know, neither one of these guys are starters. So it all turns back to me to what the real culprit of the Sixers' problem is. Two culprits. Whenever you have an owner who's more worried about whether Drake May or Jaden Daniels is going to be his quarterback and couldn't name you the starting five of your basketball team if you paid him, that's a problem. But Daryl Morey, listen, it's the same thing like with Sean Marks. It's the same thing like with Joe Douglas. How many mistakes do you get to make before you go? Ben Simmons needed to go? Absolutely. Doc Rivers needed to go? Absolutely. But James Harden, who all of a sudden knows how to play basketball again, as opposed to that Game 7 last year, am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
When Morey brought him in, and that didn't work out, and he turned on you, Nick Nurse is a fabulous coach. And the way he held on to those challenges, which the second one was absolute nonsense with that Ananobi wrapping his arm around Lowry, but we're not going to talk about that. But when Nick Nurse was brought in, Nick Nurse deserved an opportunity to work with a younger, more, sensational GM. Morey had his chances, and he needed to go. And the Sixers are not going to go anywhere until they get a wing who's an actual wing, until they get deep three-point shooting on or off the bench. And when I say bench, an actual bench. Batum, these guys are ancient. These guys are fossils, man. They're fossils.
You're right, Buddha. The bench is not, and thanks for the phone call, the bench has been struggling. And we know how you feel about Harris.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, those things might be true. And I know I'm not apparently knowledgeable enough now in Buddha's eyes to be commenting on such things. But you had a 5-point lead with 30 seconds to go.
Yep. And once again, Buddha, I hear what you're saying, but until Embiid got hurt, Philly was battling for the second or third seed in the East.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what their record right. Their record was right. What they say they were.
Yeah.
That's where they were. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, listen, a lot of teams lost players and they fell. But, you know, now, yeah, without him, they are seventh seed. But with him, they are not. I can tell you that.
Yeah. And who knows? I mean, it's hard to believe that he's going to get any healthier as this series goes along.
No, not going to happen.
And it's a shame. You want to see the not as a Knicks fan, but as just a fan of sports, you want to see the superstar shine. That's one of the beauties of the NBA. It is a league where stars win, and he was brilliant tonight. But you can tell, watching the video of him running up and down the court, he's nowhere close to 100%.
Especially late in games.
Yeah.
He's fatigued.
Right. He comes out real strong at the beginning, and then it becomes more of a challenge as the game goes along.
And he's fatigued because he's almost his ninth game back.
Exactly. See, this is not the type of thing where he was injured and he recovered from the injury and now he's back.
Right.
He was injured. He recovered enough and now there's no time left. So you may as well go out there and do what you can because there's nothing left to lose.
Isles Nation, listen up. ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets to the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. Be there to see your New York Islanders take on the Carolina Hurricanes in games 3 and 4 at the UBS Arena. Enter to win at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app to scroll down the contest and submit your entry. Brought to you by the New York Islanders. Be a part of the electric atmosphere at UBS Arena. Get your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Larry, easily the most anticipated sporting event of the year, the pickleball showdown between Team DiPietro and Rothenberg and Team Anita Marks and Amani Toomer. Sunday, May 5th at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. Pre-game coverage kicks off on ESPN New York at 9 a.m. with a live broadcast hosted by Anita as she sets the stage. Then shortly after the show, the paddles come out for the pickleball showdown. Yes, for the ages. And they'll be there on May 5th to witness this showcase event at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in here. It's ESPN New York tonight.
Knicks fans were losing their mind, Larry.
Sure will. Yes, we were. Yes, we will be losing our minds on Thursday. A lot of folks could be losing their mind on that pickleball championship up there, too. You know.
Well, somebody's going to be a loser, right? It really doesn't matter who wins. It really matters who loses.
Yep, yep. And, you know, Monty Toomer talk a lot of smack. A lot of smack he does. He's very confident.
Well, the people that I've talked to, they say, I don't know. I've never seen any of the four of them play pickleball, but I've heard that Amani and Anita are the favorites. I thought Rick and Dave would be the favorites, but it seems like everybody you talk to sees it the other way.
Promo code Gordon on this?
I would, but I don't know that anybody's willing to make a wager on it.
Interesting. Set back to the phone, shall we?
Let's do it.
Anthony's in Jersey. You're next on 98.7.
Hey, how are you? Originally from Staten Island, but I reside in Jersey. On my way home from the Knicks game right now with my cousin. As you could tell, losing my voice, I just can't even fathom what happened in that game. Maxie hit that three, thought it was over, head was down on the glass. I was on the borderline of depression. Then the tides turned, and I couldn't even believe it. One of the best experiences of my life.
It was an exciting one. Boy, you talk about the roller coaster. Thanks, Anthony. You talk about the roller coaster of emotions, Gordon. Oh, man. That was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That felt like it was not gone per se, but it felt like it was fading fast, man. And as it's happening, you're putting all the scenarios in your head. The series is now 1-1. You're going back to Philly. Brunson hasn't looked right. But, you know, all these different things. It's amazing how quickly things can change. And the Knicks changed things for the better in that last 30 seconds.
Tashi's in the story. What's up, Tashi?
It's a crazy ending. I was listening to a game on the ESPN radio at Newark Airport, and I couldn't believe it. I was jumping up and down to how they pulled it off. It was a crazy win.
It was.
Yeah. And what a great job by our Pat O'Keefe.
He was outstanding. He and Monica
keeping
McNutt
up with the action and describing it well. And that's a frantic moment. You stumble over one word and you're lost.
Over.
And he did an excellent job, so great job for Pat.
Absolutely. You're right about that, Gordon. Jose's in Brooklyn. What's up, Jose?
Good evening, Larry, GD. Shout out to the company. I am on cloud nine right now, literally and figuratively. You know,
You're not literally on cloud. Literally means that you're on a cloud. You're not literally on cloud nine.
Well, you know, okay. Well, my head thinks it's literally. Okay. There. Okay, Gordon, come on, man.
literally means something. Literally means you are actually on a cloud. I don't know. Maybe you are on a cloud.
Yeah.
It was 420 the other day. There were a lot of people on some clouds the other day.
There we go. Now you got it. So here's you know, as I was telling Joe Leo, our prayers have been answered. There is a God, because not only did I get the greatest afternoon news, it's topped off with the most craziest playoff wins I've ever seen. Because like you guys said, I was already going through those machinations. I'm like, we're 1-1. I don't know how I was even saying, like, I don't even know how I could protect, you know, you guys from, you know, the fire tips crowd, because they were ready to ramp up and, you know, start saying Nick Nurse, you know, outcoached them and everything. So it was going to be a insane, you know, scenario. And to just watch those plays unfold, man, it was awesome. It's an awesome roller coaster ride. I know, you know. Because I have we know Buddha is a Sixer fan. I have a Sixer fan right now in my chat that's going crazy about the calls and everything because the officiating was horrible. But I'm going to take this win because it's halfway there. We're halfway to, you know, getting to the second round. And that's, you know, the only way that I can look at it. I'm happy that we win. And by the way, I'm so glad that, you know, the long national nightmare, Larry, is over. Gordon, I feel sorry for you because you no longer have great material each week.
Don't worry. The Jets will give me plenty of material. Don't worry. They're still the Jets.
They will. Believe me, you got Aaron Rodgers for a whole year uncensored. You know, this is going to be fun.
Jets will come up with something.
All right, so have a great one, guys. I hope you have a good one.
All right, you too, Jose.
Well, look, I think the Jets did this at the perfect time. It kind of got swallowed up by the Nick win tonight, yep. Right? The Nick game. I mean, that's the bigger story, not Zach Wilson.
No question. No question. No question about that. And listen, the bottom line is he's gone. And it was so funny because there was a sound bite. You know, ladies and gentlemen, take you behind the curtain. Our producers give us a sound audio sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Of things that, you know, they different interviews that have gone on sometimes
all
on the station,
different shows and everything
you
else.
Know, sometimes on the station and, right. And sometimes, as Gordon mentioned, on different shows and sometimes just, you know, press conferences and stuff. And I thought about Joe Leo yesterday. There was a soundbite from Joe Douglas on the sheet yesterday, Gordon.
Uh-huh.
Zach Wilson could be an asset to the Jets.
Yeah, no, that was, the, again.
And he's right, because now he's gone. And they got six
not even the Jets. He had to go. He had to get out of here. It works out for him, and we'll probably never hear from the guy again.
Seven is in Westchester. Seven, you're next on 98.7.
Thank you, Larry and Gordon. I believe that grit and aggression is what the Knicks have, and a lot of other teams in the NBA don't have that gets them the victory. But another point that I don't know if this is legit, but I think Embiid, and I'm not an Embiid fan, that he does too much with the 3-point shooting, trying to out one-on-one players, leads to his injury. And he's not effective as a big man. And it catches up to him. And so I'd like him to do all the one-on-one stuff because it leads into the Knicks' hand of grit and aggression. And usually we come out with a victory.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The guy's been banged up his entire life. He's been banged up his entire career. He missed all that time even before he played. He's been hurt this year. He's hurt all the time. It's unfortunate because he is a brilliant player.
He is.
So I don't know that you can necessarily tie the fact how he plays now with the injury and everything else.
He's doing what he needs his team to do for them to win.
Hey, look, I mean, he almost delivered them a win, right?
Yeah. He did. He almost did. With Maxie's help.
Yeah.
They do need some other scoring, though.
I would have thought that somebody else would have stepped up between Batum or Hield or Oubre or somebody.
Yeah. And, well, you know what? That's why, to Buddha's, you know, lament,
mm-hmm.
that's why Kyle Lowry's got to play over 30-some minutes.
Yeah,
because he's a guy who's an offensive threat. He's a mm-hmm. consistent offensive threat. That's why Nick Nurse needs him on the floor. No question. Buddy Hield has not been the guy. Really good 3-point shooter. Has not been consistent at all.
Nope.
Not at all since he's been there. He hasn't done much.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
It's ESPN New York Tonight. Hardesty and Damer. Till midnight. Gordon, Josh Hart, played the whole game.
Yep.
48 minutes. 21 points, 15 rebounds. It's unbelievable.
Can't ask for more than that, right?
Unbelievable. He is unbelievable.
I don't know, maybe Tibbs had him out after the game, like running wind sprints or something like that, just to burn off that last bit of energy or something.
Yeah.
Just as well that the next game is not till Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. Although they'll be practicing tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure.
Full court. Tony's in Staten Island. What's up, Tony?
How you doing? I honestly, when this Knick game came down to the stretch, I really didn't know what was going on with Brunson. And I think the Knicks got to come up with some sort of offense. Like, what are we taking out DiVincenzo for and putting in McBride when he had maybe one good play at the end of the game? I really don't know what we're going to do going forward with, you know, them doubling Brunson and us not knowing what to do. And, you know, I really got a theory that the reason why Brunson's playing so bad is Maybe because, you know, Embiid is talking to Brunson's sister on the side.
No.
All right.
Okay, is there a full moon?
I think he's on cloud nine.
Cloud 12.
Yeah, it might be.
Very high cloud.
Well, look, I think what has happened to Brunson is that he is the main focus now, and this is the playoffs, and teams, they're not going to take a soft approach about it. They're going to take a hard approach about it. They're going to try to take him out of the game as much. Every ounce of energy is first focused on Jalen Brunson because they realize if they can take out Brunson, they got a shot.
We told you this was going to happen. I don't know why people are surprised.
Yeah. And look, it's not to the same degree, but I think that this is what you saw a little bit with Randall, right? Like, take Randall away, especially the first year where there was nothing else around him.
Uh-huh.
I think he'll adjust. That's what it is. It's a series of adjustments. So we'll see for game three.
Lee's in Manhattan. What's up, Lee?
Stand up, because like Tootsie, you know how we roll. what a rush.
That was absolutely a rush.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
How we doing, Lee? How you feeling?
Listen, I had to take my damn asthma medicine after that game, man. I couldn't breathe. Let me just say, the Knick gods are smiling, man. When you got Walt on the television side, Bill Bradley in attendance, and Willis Reed looking down from above, what else can you do but say we find a way? Okay? We got hope. We got togetherness. They playing like the cardiac kids of the Mets, man. They keep you on the edge of your seat. I'm not going to sit here and tell you or any other fan we was going to Philly 1-1. Don't ask me what happened at the end of that game, but I'm glad it happened for us. Gentlemen, as always, have a good one.
Thank you, Lee. You too, my friend.
Wow. Be well, my friend. Be well.
I take his asthma medicine, Jordan.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that's all he had to take, right? I mean, if they had lost, I don't know what else. What other things. So it's just as well. 2-0, in control. This series is the next series, Larry.
And now we'll see if the Rangers can do the same thing tomorrow night, Gordon Damer. They have a chance to go up 2-0 against Washington. We will join you after that game and talk about that and some Knicks as well. Gordon, you have a good day tomorrow. See you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Larry.
Wraps up this edition of ESPN New York Tonight. We thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow night. Julian, Joe, thank you very much. Conversation continues on 98.7 ESPN.